This is WLRN News.
No sale mi nombre.
I'm Peter Hayden. Hundreds of anxious South Floridians swarmed the Port Everglades cruise terminal Tuesday morning to welcome a cruise ship transformed into a relief vessel, Royal Caribbean's Adventure of the Seas. Its storm-weary cargo, nearly 4,000 evacuees from Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands, fleeing the ravages of Hurricanes Maria and Irma. Friends and family members chant and sing, clutch balloons and flowers. It's a bright splash of cheer punctuating a dismal couple of weeks. Maria Luisa de Jesus Hoover lives in Miami. She waves a handmade sign drawn in red marker and covered in hearts, welcoming her family.
I am waiting for my 95-year-old grandmother, my 80-year-old aunt, and my 24-year-old niece.
De Jesus Hoover says her grandma's whole town in Puerto Rico was flooded by a river that overflowed its banks.
This is her first time ever on a ship. She's our family leader. I'm on emotional overload right now because we shouldn't be going through this. We're all fellow Americans. We shouldn't be going through this.
My name is Nilia Rivas. I'm from Puerto Rico, born and raised in the island.
Dr. Rivas has been practicing neurology in Miami Lakes for 23 years. She waves a Puerto Rican flag while waiting to pick up her 85-year-old mom, Ada. Rivas says she was in shock when she saw Hurricane Maria's track shift.
Completely diagonal through the island. It was a bull's eyes from Guayama to Vega Baja.
Rivas is from the mountainous town of Utuado. Maria triggered mudslides that inundated homes and covered roads. News reports said it looked like chocolate. Rivas still hasn't been able to contact some family members there.
I've been not able to sleep for now 10 days. My heart is in Puerto Rico, even though I live here. It's so painful that it's no words to describe.
There are tourists on the ship, too, like Juan Ramirez from Kentucky. He was stranded in Puerto Rico. The first thing he wanted to do here in Florida...
Man, eat food. Real food, I'll tell you that. I haven't been able to eat. We were really struggling, eating once a day if we could. It's bad. It's very bad over there.
It was great when I got there. Until the hurricane hit.
Shauna Gentle was vacationing in St. Thomas from Guyana. She came to Fort Lauderdale on the Mercy ship to catch a flight home.
I was looking at everything happen from my apartment. It was terrible. I saw everything fly. Mind you, I never experienced anything like that in my life before. Two hurricanes, like one after the other. It was quite an experience.
Maritza Evans from Pembroke Pines is there to pick up her mom, Gloria Fredericks, who lives in St. Croix. Evan says that island was caught by really bad timing.
Irma went through St. Thomas, so St. Croix sent a lot of items and stuff that they needed. So when Maria came, Maria was like within 24 hours, it went from a 1 to a 5, and we didn't have enough time in St. Croix to prepare for that storm.
Away from the big crowd, I see a man standing with his suitcase, waiting for a ride.
Nelson Perez, I'm Puerto Rican.
His son lives here.
Broward County.
Perez says when Maria passed over the island...
It sounded like 1,000 demons.
1,000 demons?
Yes. That's pretty scary, you know?
Perez is a retired industrial engineer. He thinks it'll take time before people can really make a living again in some parts of Puerto Rico. A lot of time.
When you plant a coffee tree, it takes 5 years before it produces coffee. We lost them, so now we have to replant them, wait 5 more years.
Perez thinks it's a wait thousands of Puerto Ricans might not be able to make.
If they don't get jobs over there so they can survive, they have to leave the island. Young people.
You think we'll see a lot more people coming?
That's right. That's correct.
As many Puerto Ricans consider how to replant their lives, Florida's islander population is likely to grow. This is WLRN News. I'm Peter Hayden.